put all my old habits on my guest, the Holy Spirit. I have invited the Holy Spirit. I have keep inviting the truth. I invited God, and now God is here. I need to do nothing except not to interfere. And then step back and let him lead the way. Then move out from that space. And whatever you do from that space in that moment, you're going to have to trust that was what you were supposed to do from that space in that moment. Because you're no longer alone, and you're ready to really have it new, and you're really ready to have happiness that's permanent and safe and real. That's what's happened to you.
Thank you.
So thank you for hearing this much with me. We're going to continue with that. Can we acknowledge us for being able to challenge our old mindset? You know. Wow. Okay, I got one little thing I want to do before we leave. So let's do the love offering now. Thank you for sharing financially with me in my full-time ministry with the course. Thank you. I appreciate your generosity so much. Explains itself as it goes along. It assumes you don't know what anything it says means, and so it tells you what it means as you read it. That's why I'm trying. That's why I go through the book so we can get used to doing that. So you can read any part of the course and go, "What does that mean?" And then read the next sentence, and it'll tell you. And then if you read the next sentence and you don't understand it, then you just read the next sentence. And if you read the next sentence and you don't understand it, you read the next sentence. And if you read the next sentence and you don't understand it, you read the next sentence. And if you read that sentence and you do understand it, then it heals your mind retroactively as well as progressively. All of a sudden, you'll understand what came before, and then you'll have a good idea of how to move forward. That's not the way we were taught. You don't learn the course the way we were taught to learn. You learn it easier than we were taught to learn. So if you would trust me, it would be such a thrill for me to truly be able to let this come out of me in a way I've never let it come out of me before with you. And so I want to do that. I want to do that. Anybody want to do it with me? You want to do it with me? Okay. Okay. Well, I would love for the people who really appreciate me to continue to come.
I'm coming.
And I would love the people who don't to not come. And I hope that if there's anybody here that doesn't and they don't trust me and they have suspicion of me, I hope you will love me enough not to come to my class and judge me. And those who do appreciate me and do trust me, I would love for you to come and let's learn together. Is that fair? That's fair. I'm not condemning those who don't trust me at all. It just means you don't see how wonderful I am yet. And that will surely happen.
Just loving them.
Yes, loving, because when you go away, then you're going to still continue your truth journey, and then you're going to come to the same realization in your own way, which is I am you and you are me, and that we are one, and that we should love each other. You might not be able to do that in my face. You may need to do it away from me. So those simple things like that I've learned over the years, you know, because I can move so much faster with what Spirit wants to teach through me with a willing audience and participants. It's like it's that all the energy just goes whoosh, and then we go bloop, and then the energy goes whoosh, and we go bloop. But if you're going, you're not going to go far.
Right.
And why would anybody come to a class to listen to somebody they don't trust?
Right.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? So now someone who thinks that this is a form of mind control, right? Okay. Wouldn't that obviously be someone who doesn't trust? Right. So why would you come to some place you think someone's trying to control your mind?
No.
Right, that's the thing I always ask you. Why would a person come somewhere that they don't feel comfortable and they have a choice? It doesn't. Then that would mean what? That your ego brought you. And being disoriented is not the same as distrusting. Wanting clarity is not the same as distrusting. So don't. Yeah. Resistance that you accept may come up because you know you're learning something different, but you don't let stop you is not real resistance. You see what I'm saying? So you know who you are. Really, you know who you are. You know who trusts and you know who you are who don't trust.
I just know, you know. I want to do it with you.
You know, and
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to do it with you too.
Yes.
we all want to do it with each other, don't we? Yeah, that's right. That's right. This is the original truth orgy. That's what we want. We really want. All of us want to have a peace orgy, right? But we all have peace in our lives.
Yeah.
With everyone in our lives together. Is that what we want?
Yeah.
So give me 1 minute, and we're gonna land this plane. And if we keep moving the way we're doing now, and those of you who've been wanting to tackle the book, bring your book, because I'm gonna be working with the book to help you be able to read the book. And I warn you, the first 12 to 18 months of the lives of people who dedicate themselves to studying the course goes through radical outer shifts to move them into the direction that's more natural for them. And the more off base they've gotten, the more away from what would really bring them fulfillment that they've gotten, the faster the changes seem to occur on the outer. And having us here will help you understand that all these changes are helpful and nothing to fear. You just, in other words, your wheels are out of alignment and you're getting a wheel alignment. And if you're way off base, then it's going to trip you out. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here's the prayer. I am not alone. And I would not intrude the past upon my guests. I have invited, I like to say God. And God is here. You can say love or truth. I need do nothing except not to interfere. I am not alone. I would not intrude the past upon my guests. I have invited my guests, and my guest is here. I need do nothing except not interfere. Think about a situation right now in your life that you'd like healed for you. Think of any situation in your life right now that you would like to have healed for you. A situation you've been dealing with for quite a while, or a thought, or a relationship. And tell yourself, and let me say it for you. I am not alone. I am not alone. I would not intrude the past. I would not intrude the past upon my guest. Upon my guest. I have invited my guest. I have invited my guest. And my guest is here. God is here. Love is here. Truth is here. I need do nothing except not to interfere. One more time. You know the situation that you keep from giving you this static joy, because you deserve to be loved, and you deserve to be loved, and you deserve to be loved, and you deserve to be safe, and you deserve to be recognized, and you deserve to be valued, and you've been using this situation to create fear or conflict in your life, and therefore weaken your perception of yourself, and you know you're tempted right now, so you keep your mind focused on just this one thought, and then the mind goes, what is this one thought? Here's the one thought. I am not alone, and I would not intrude the past upon my guest. I have invited him, and he is here. I need do nothing except not to interfere. I am not alone, and I would not intrude the past upon my guest. I have invited him, and he is here. I need do nothing except not to interfere. I need do nothing except not to interfere. So sit quietly by, go within, and ask your highest thought. What if to say right now. And whatever comes out of you, if you're told to say anything in that situation, that will be the thing that, for whatever reason, you were supposed to say in that moment. But walk in that situation saying, I'm going to give what I want to receive. I want you to be safe. I see you as safe. You're now moving into an easier path that you learned a different way from the past. And you are entitled to miracles. God bless all of you. I'll see you next time. And call God available.